1, 2, 3.
Sissy countdown.
Da la la da la la da da da. Every Tuesday night, 89.3 is you, and here we are. Music is all we need.
Radio CUC English.
I'm gonna say,
see, countdown is what I'm going to. Music we love, we share with you. Say, ooh, 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 the music is for you.
For you.
Music lovers just come together. Turn on the radio, we chat and laugh and sing too. A music feast
is waiting for you.
Crazy to think that a man can't hurt. Love takes its toll every time it don't work. Yeah.
Welcome to this week's Top 5, where we share some hot songs with you, and I'm Joey.
Hi guys, this is Annie.
Hey Annie, did you go anywhere during our short vacation?
Just way around Beijing, nothing special.
Oh, poor you. I went to a strawberry music festival, and it was just so amazing.
Don't remind me, Dad. I want to watch Disclosure performing so bad.
You like Disclosure, huh? Then why aren't you playing Kygo song right now?
You know, I'm really into electronic music, and I'm going to an electronic music festival called Great World Run 2 weeks later. I can't wait.
Coming up is Fragile from Kygo and the Labyrinth. There's no need to introduce Kygo to you guys, because we've talked about him so many times. Enjoy that!
One door closes and another opens, but I won't let go, because I'm not like him. Baby, just say the words, let the love begin.
I think you must have heard Rihanna's new album.
You mean Anti? Of course I did. It is so great.
Next song is Famous by Rihanna and Kanye West, but this one is recorded in West's new album.
I've never heard this one before.
But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly out of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
Let me
Coming up, we're gonna introduce a new singer to you. She's from Norway. Her voice is so ethereal, and it's kind of like Birdie's.
She is Aurora, a singer-songwriter. Her debut EP Running with the Wolves has received widespread approval from online music blogs and national press.
I heard Winterbird from the trailer of a movie called Equals, starring Nicholas Holt and Kristen Stewart. Her voice will make you feel like in the forest or something like that.
Here comes the Chainsmokers' new song featuring Daya. It's Don't Let Me Down.
The name of the song is such a cliche, but I need to say their last song, Roses, was dope. I can't tell how many times I've heard it.
And Daya is an American singer, songwriter, and record producer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know what? She's only 17.
I have to say, I had no feeling with any of Beyoncé's songs before, until I heard her songs recently.
And you must be kidding me, she's like a queen, I think.
Yep, I can tell from her latest album. It's epic.
You got any recommendation?
I will choose Pray You Catch for you guys. Though it's slow, it's powerful. I don't know how to describe Feel It by yourselves.
Pray you catch me listening. I'm praying I catch you whispering. I'm praying you catch me. I'm praying I catch you whispering. I'm praying you catch me listening.
This concludes today's top 5.
Hope you like our sharing today.
See ya!
Nothing else ever seems to hurt like the smile on your face. When it's only in my memory, it don't hit me quite the same. Maybe it's a cause for concern, but I'm not at ease keeping my head to the curb. Praying I catch you whispering. I pray you catch me listening.
I miss the taste of sweet light. I miss the conversation. I'm searching for a song tonight.
Hello, my dear audiences. Welcome to this week's genre of the day. This is Wen.
Hello, everyone. This is Marietta. So, Wen, what's the topic of our genre this week?
Haha, the songs are ready. This week, we're going to talk about a very interesting topic, the cover songs.
Yes, as we know, the composers and writers made a lot of great and touching songs, which are regarded as rich resources of covering. And at the same time, the people who made the cover songs also combined original songs with their own elements, so the songs are refreshed.
Totally agree with you. And in fact, sometimes the cover songs could even be more penetrating and impressive than original songs, and there's also a possibility that we are more familiar with the cover songs. Don't talk about that much. Let's get back to music. So, Marietta, what's your first recommendation?
Okay, my first recommendation is Maps, covered by Madeline Bailey, a female American singer who is famous for her special voice and her talent at the guitar.
Oh, I know this female singer. She has a kind of beautiful and touching voice. Her cover songs are all amazing. As for the song, Maps, the original version from Maroon 5 has already been amazing, but this cover song contains a kind of soft emotion and the rhythm became slower, so it's just like a love letter written from a heartbroken girl.
Oh, sounds very amazing. So what are we waiting for? Let's enjoy the song, Maps, from Madeline Bailey.
Oh, I'd like to introduce another cover song by Madeline Bailey. The song is originally performed by Migour. Coffee in the morning wakes you up.
The melody is literally dancing around and around in my ears. Let's enjoy the song, Coffee.
Hey, it's really a kind of different feeling, right?
Yes, and on girl's feet, I prefer Madeline's version. It's more touching.
Haha, different people have different ideas. Next, let's enjoy another cover song, which is Can't Take My Eyes Off You, covered by Joanna Wang, a Chinese female singer.
Oh my god, it's one of my favorite songs. When I first heard the song, I can't stop loving it, and it really attracts all my attention, and I was totally absorbed in it.
Definitely. Actually, the song is a classic song, and it's been more than 40 years. Written by Bob Crabbe, composed by Bob Guidu, and the first song by Frankie Valli. Though it witnessed 40 years, it's still touching nowadays.
Yes, and Joanna's soft voice contributed a lot to the touching song and made the song more popular and touching. So let's enjoy the song, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
What do you feel like I feel? Please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Mind you guys, Lady and Balloon also has a version of this song. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, of course.
Okay, now let's enjoy another version of this song, Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Lady and Balloon.
This feeling I'm feeling is something I've never just can't take my eyes off you, and I just can't take my eyes.
This is all for this week's Genre of the Day. See you guys next week.
Bye bye.
I love when you tell me that I'm pretty when I just wake up. And I love how you tease me when I'm moody, but it's never too much.
Hello again, my dear audience. Welcome to this week's Inslywood. This is Naomi again.
And this is Joey. In this week's Inslywood, we're going to share you guys some beautiful music. Speaking of beautiful music, I've been looking for some lately.
So what have you found?
I found a band which is named Hadley. Guess what? Most of their songs are melodious. Gosh, I can't even say I love all of their songs. This must be the first band I have ever knew.
But, excuse me, I've never heard of them before.
Well, this is a band that a few people know in China, but by a lot of people, like, in foreign countries.
I was wondering what's next though.
Well, I'm not sure, but I believe at once you listen to their songs, you will fall in love with them. Each song's lyrics have a meaning for me. You always learn something from it.
Really? Why not give us an example?
Okay, what I'm going to introduce you next is one of their singles, Parade Rain.
Oh, I can't wait! Let's check it out!
Anywhere you live, there's negativity. It's what you give, the negatives will never live with me. Come and hear me shine so loud, right through.
Agree with you.
I've just kind of googled it, and this is a Canadian rock band, Vancouver band Hadley, a lead by frontman Jacob Hoggard, who first rose to nationally as a finalist during the 2004 season of the television talent contest Canadian Idol. Though voted off the series in its final time, Hoggard proved a major fan favorite, guaranteeing significant media exposure for his future career. In 2005, he formed Hadley with guitarist Dave Rossin, bassist Tommy Mack, and drummer Chris Creeping, all of whom previously teamed in the Vancouver band Everything After. The band generated a healthy buzz at the Canadian Music Week, 2005 Media Showcase and soon after signed with Universal Music Canada. Working with producer Brian Hall's, Hadley's self-titled debut was released that fall, generating the radio hits Trips and On My Own. The album quickly went viral, and Hadley spent the summer of 2006 supporting Yellow Card and Matchbook Romance on a North American tour before their album hit US stores in September.
Yep, so right now let's listen to theirs, On My Own.
Stayed awake all night, tossing, turning. Now my bloodshot eyes are burning. Working out why this ain't working. Fire after fire after fire, and now it's killing me. You were too busy to believe in all the runaway dreams I was dreaming. Time to back up and go, I'm leaving. Fight after fight after fight, and now I gotta be on my own, and living in a world alone. It's better every day that I don't have to say I'm sorry.
You know what? The Don't Count includes the show Must Go Follows in 2009, yielding the top 10 hits. And after being dropped by Capitol in the US, they signed with Island Records the following year. A single compilation called Never Too Late was released in the US in 2010, followed later that year with a Canadian live CD or DVD that go with the show. Hadley's fourth album, 2011 Storm, proved to be their most successful to date, reaching number 2 on the Canadian pop chart, eventually going gold, and snagging them a Juno Award for Best Pop Album in 2012. Their 2013 follow-up, Wildlife, fared almost as well, also reaching the top 10 in Canada. Hadley's sixth studio album, Hello, was expected in late 2015.
Well, awesome! I would like to hear about their sixth studio album soon. Hello, awesome! So what are we waiting for? Let's check out Hello together.
Hello from Hadley.
Is anybody listening now? Does anybody miss me now? What can I do to get through to you? Cutting through the static and noise, I really wanna hear your voice. Need you tonight, I hate how we fight. Thinking of the last time I said smiling, getting on my chest. I know it's been a while and it becomes a little face down. The face to face gun, we never break through. You're afraid of falling, I'm afraid too. It's murder in the morning, I don't wanna be alone. So just pick up the phone and say hello.
So that's all for today's In Hollywood. See you next time.
See ya.
So just pick up the phone and say hello. Okay.
to this week's Hot Minute. This is Naomi.
And this is Elsa. It's so nice to meet you again in Hot Minute. We will bring you the hottest news and the hottest songs.
Like a movie star, I play like an all-star. I fuck like a porn star. Baby, I'm a superstar. Always posted at the bar. Always with a couple bras. Maybe I'm just that raw dog. Check the resume. I hit something every day. Ask about me and they say that Chico run MIA. Pitbull, young balls, that's fire. Go girl, work it out till you're tired. Just try
so,
to pay tuition.
Elsa, do you like Beyonce?
Oh god, I love her so bad. Why do you ask so?
After 4 years, Beyonce has finally given fans the gift of a new album. The singer, whose top secret Formation music video dropped in February, has made her newest album, entitled Lemonade, available exclusively on Tidal. Lemonade is the 34-year-old sixth studio album and her second official album, with 12 brand new songs and a short film, because there's never enough GIF material to go around, right? Fans can also look forward to collaboration with Jack White, The Weeknd, and Queen Bee's hubby, Jay-Z. As Tidal describes, the album is a conceptual project based on every woman's journey on self-knowledge and healing.
Wow, incredible! I can't wait to listen to this song.
Me too, and we will soon meet each other.
Those bare wings, I love the way you work. Girl, do your thing, you see my stunning shades. I'm like a star, my clique is full of ballers. We at the bar.
So go get your friends, and I get my friends. And we can be friends, do this every weekend.
We can hit your place, we can hit my place. She's on my top eight, they're over my space.
So what's the next piece of news?
Kelly Clarkson's emotional American Idol performance brought everyone to tears, including herself.
You know you're a really good singer when you move yourself to tears.
That's exactly Kelly Clarkson's did on American Idol. After serving as a guest judge for Thursday episode, the first American Idol winner returned to the stage to perform the heartfelt song Piece by Piece. The track discusses Clarkson's experience of being abandoned by her father when she was only 6 years old. The talented singer was inspired to write the song during her first pregnancy, and in the lyrics, Clarkson described what a good father her own husband is.
During the near end of her performance, Clarkson was so overwhelmed by her emotions that she started crying. Even the professional, the pop star, took a moment to compose herself before belting out the rest of her touching tune. Clarkson received a standing ovation from the audience and the judges, Keith Urban, Jennifer Lopez, and Harry Connick Jr. In fact, Urban was crying during most of her performance.
When Ryan Seacrest joined her on stage, Clarkson explained why she was driven to tears. I am pregnant, and it's nostalgic, and I can't believe it's the last season, she said. It's just a touching song for me because I wrote it about my little girl when I was pregnant, and now I'm pregnant with my little boy. Make sure you check out Clarkson's wonderful performance, but make sure to grab a tissue beforehand.
I got broads in Atlanta, just at the lean in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van, legacies, family, way and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmets, legacies, family, way and see, panda, pocket swoop, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for granted, then nigga bullet your panda, hope killers on the stand, I got broads in Atlanta, just at the lean in the family.
How time flies. That's all for today's Hot Minute.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
I welcome to this week's TGIT. I'm Will.
And I'm Candice. Well, you see, the climate is getting warmer and warmer every day, and apparently it suggests that summer is on its way. What will you think of when you're talking about summer?
One word, hot. Not only the weather, but also the girls and boys. They take off their heavy clothing, put on those beautiful dresses, hot shorts and t-shirts, trying to show off their figure. But you want to look hot in the summer, so you need to...
exercise!
Correct. Kat and I will bring you some songs that you can listen while exercising in today's TGIT.
They're all rhythmic, which makes you want to move instead of sitting there and sleep. So the first song is the best breakup song in 2015. It's X's and O's from American female singer Elle King.
Best breakup song? That's really anticipated. Anyways, let's hear it. X's and O's from Elle King.
But they never wanna leave.
Seriously, the melody haunts me. It plays in my head again and again, more like a brainwashed song.
Yeah, I would like to jog in this song since I can run with its beats.
So, what's the second exercise song?
The second song goes to Hilary Duff.
Oh, I know her. I used to watch her movies a lot when I was in junior high school, and I still remember the Disney TV series Lizzie McGuire. I guess she was the hottest Disney star at that time.
Yep, but you know, she's getting old and there are a lot of more Disney stars coming out, such as Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, etc. So when she released her new album, Breathe In and Breathe Out, there is barely anyone who knows about it, so it failed to be a huge hit. But I have to say, the quality of this album is even better than 1989 from Taylor Swift, released almost the same time.
Anyway, what's the song? I can't wait to hear it.
All right, Sparks from Hilary Duff. Let's enjoy.
So sweet. No wonder why people call her the next Britney Spears. Okay, for the third song, I'll bring you Too Close from a British singer-songwriter, Alex Clare.
I never heard of him.
Yeah, he's not that famous, but this song, Too Close, is the advertising song of IE9.
I hope it's a song that catches my ears. Too Close from Alex Clare.
Which way is wrong? How do I say that I need to move on? You know we're heading separate ways. And it feels like I am just too close to love you.
Time for our last song. After all these exciting songs, I think our audience need a peaceful song to make them have a good rest in the night.
That is why I'm going to recommend one of my favorite songs, Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
It must be a beautiful song according to its name, and I sincerely hope our audience can have sweet dreams after a long day's work.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Goodbye. Good night.
Surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too. All for
dear audience, that's all for this week's Sea Countdown. Hope you enjoy it. Every Tuesday night, Music Fest is waiting for you. I'm Naomi. See you next week. Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。